Avodim hayinu faru b'mitzrayim. So the Haggadah says, afim kulanu chachamim, kulanu nivonim, kulanu yodim esha Torah. Mitzvah aleinu l'saper, v'chol amar ber l'saper, harei ze meshubach. And then right after that it says, Maiseh Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua. Elazar ben Azariah, shei mesubim b'vnei Brak. So the question is, who cares that it was B'nai Brak? Why is it so significant that it was in B'nai Brak? It could have been anywhere. Now, there's a famous kasha that the Maritzchayis asks. What's the famous kasha of the Maritzchayis? What's the kasha? The Gemara says in Sanhedrin on page 4. Tanur Rabbanan Tzedek Tzedek Shiro. But you have to have honest Tzedek. Tzedek Tzedek Tzedek. All of Tanur Rabbanan Yeshiva. Tanur Rabbanan Mose. Tanur Rabbanan Yoshi Rabbanan Yaka with Rokhayo. Tanur Rabbanan Yoshi. So the blesser needs the good to the law. You need to do the part of the law, you go to our blesser. Receive the law. So if you open the Zaka, he's in for a high. So the show is king. Okay? So the blesser is in for law, right? Okay. Now, the Gemara says in Sukkah, page 5, in Chavzayin on the base, Ba'amar of Lezer, Mishabeach Ani Esa Aslonim, Shein Yotzi Mibotein Berego. Of Lezer Shita was, I give Shevach to the Aslonim. People will just stay home on the regular. See, that's what people think, the whole family is there. That's not part. In other words, ideas that he would be married. In other words, he wouldn't be like these people who leave their family. He stay with his family. Mishabeach and he is Aslonim. And Mishabeach the Aslonim that don't leave their family. She ain't not even paper right now. And that's his famous statement. So the Maritzchayis has a kasha. So what was Rabbi Elazar doing in B'nai Brak? Page 6, right? What did he do in B'nai Brak? Because he wasn't from B'nai Brak. He's from Lod Airport. So, I am Rashi, but after any talking, I have seen for that brother Pesach, the brother of the world, that he is doing in B'nai Brak, but also Lion, and Lod Pesach. So, you call it your brother below. Well, that's the atmosphere, that you shall have any effects of love, you don't even know the name, the regal. That's the catch. So Rav Reuben Margolis, he wrote the Margolis Dayan. He was a librarian. And he was a big time couple, but he was a librarian, so it's good to be a librarian. He had a lot of smart. So he tainus. There are a lot of Mishnah. They always, we just learned, there are always Mishnahs about the Rabbanim on the Sfina. Right? You always famous Gemara Bava Mitzia that they were right on the boat. And with the Esro, they're always going on the boat. So he says, in a guva de uvda, Yisrael me kohani rabbi salai yorach tana zu, mafliya ma'od. Page 7. Rav Tzvi Chayis, the Hagosh of the Sanhedrin, come on. Eichi tochim, she Rav Lezer, hayo me amsumim bim nebrak, hari mikomo she Rav Lezer hayo below. Rav Lezer asmu hu, ome mishabeach ani as atzlanim, she yotim rotem v'regal, inki eich halach lep nebrak. Tzorchim golo. Right, the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni talks about Rabbi Gamliel and the Zkenim that were in the boat on Erev Pesach. Right? Tosa says that Rabbi Gamliel and his Kenim always used to go on boat rides for Tzorchei Takanas Yisrael. They had to speak to the government on behalf of the Jewish community, so we were in different places, so they took a boat ride. So, and then the Mishnah in Maaseh Sheni has a discussion that they were in the boat on Erev Pesach. So he thinks, he thinks the pshat is, and what must have happened is that time they were on the boat on Erev Pesach, they docked right on Erev Pesach. So the Vela, they went, he says, well, what's happened is, they must have just landed, in other words, normally, from Lezer wouldn't do, but here we stuck, he just got off the boat, and he went into the Jaffa, into the port there, and Bnei Brak is right there. So that's how they ended up in Bnei Brak. That was Mokum Dirosho Shal Rabbi Akiva. Shinasi Imam Yahab Esvina. So Rabbi Akiva must have said when they came off the boat, you know, there's not going to be enough time that you're going to come back to your house, so just we'll all spend Yantav in Bnei Brak. Okay, so that's a historical, but we don't really gain anything from that shot. In other words, it's just a historical. But in the Haggadah Chachmei Yerushalayim on page 2. He discusses this question. Kashali Kushi Gedola. Isa B'Sukkah Mer Lezer B'Shabech Nisat Slavim. Matzah Gemara Machinu Shabbos Mer Lezer B'Yonta B'Gala Eli M'Sukkos. In Kei Kashal Mer Lezer Yerushi B'Lod Eich Bala B'Nei Brak. Kei Nirali Mrs. Sipur Sias Nisayin Haya B'Rabim Kanal. Lom Zamalu Rabim Malkochi Yatzarach Lechaz L'Machumachet. Whereas the idea is that Sipur Sias Mitzrayim, there's an Indian to do it with many people. Because the idea is, since Hareza, Kol HaMarbel HaSapeh Hareza Meshubah, the way you get to that Marbel HaSapeh is if you have a whole festive conversation with different people and you bring out. So, in other words, so the idea was that it was an Indian that these Talmidei Chachamim gathered together, not necessarily because they just landed in the port on Erev Pesach, like Rabbi Reuven Margolyer says, but because there's an Indian of Kolamar Behareza Meshubach. Kol Hamar Behareza Meshubach. And we have to understand what's this Indian of Kol Hamar Behareza Meshubach. Because, really speaking, as the Chidah says on page 8, well, those that have the Sefer Chidah probably could look it up in the Sefer Chidah.
In the Sefer Sofa Ha'an, part of the time of the fire, he said, after the Sofa Lahuti was on you, and this is the biggest of it, Mark Sofa, the people of the day, said, we're all going to be shown that other than the Palmido Derek Sarah. It's very important, you should know, one of the most important things in Tina is what, is, as people say, well, people say, is what not to say. When you're giving a shear, it's just as important to know what to say, it's important to know what not to say. When you give a shear, sometimes people get warm-winded, and they're talking, and even Rabbanim, when they're giving their shear to their congregants, sometimes they go on and on, it's, and they think they're doing a Torah, because they're teaching Torah, and Haker. People get distracted, and I lose, you know, Indian of Hindu is there for Tsar. There for Tsar, get to the point. You see, when Rabbi Gelli Shmita, when he speaks, he gets up, he speaks for 5 minutes, and he says something. He once said to me, he says, in America, he says, there's a lot of verbosity in America. Everyone's verbose. They talk. Some people can talk and not say anything. They talk for an hour, and you say, what did he say? And Rabbi Gelli speaks for 5 minutes and says something. All of the Mishnah that also the Talmidim that are sorry. You have to know what not to say.
In other words, sometimes people just talk and bring right. You know, that's not the important thing to know, to be able to discern what. And it's not an Indian of marvelous safir normally. Normally, it's derech kitzara. Get to the point. In other words, and especially in this generation where the attention span is not as great as the other generations, you have to know how to focus. You know how to focus in and know exactly what to say. And if you're going to go into chinuch especially, that's the idea. That olam, you have to make it interesting, and you have to, because people's attention span is not so great. So you have to be able to focus, not to speak long and long and long and long and long. Get to the point. So the olam yishan the gemara says adam l'talmid derech chasara. But here we veer from the norm. That Leil Yitzias and Sipur Yitzias Yisrael is different. That mitzvah v'saber is a meshubach. Vafuke that the alma is derech chasara. So what we have to understand in this year is why is it different. Why do we say kol hamar b'lasaper harei the meshubach? What's changed over here? So let me show you a couple of important points. Rabbi Yitzchok Elchanan Mikovna, the namesake of this yeshiva on page 9, says, So he gives a beautiful mashal. It was a boat that got into a big problem in FC. There was a storm, and Hidom Shalach Hashem Yeshua. And Hashem, they thought they would all be perished, but Hashem saved them. Baruch Shakta, Hitzku Kol Echa Decha Piyam, Hodul Hashem La Yeshua Sha'osim Mar. Ne'ani Yim Afsha Gamkin, Hodul Hashem Ala Tol, Vecha Gomol Yimar. Kol Ze'ina Dom Meklal, La Hodar Shal Hashirim Hagdolim. It was the Aniyim, you know, their lives weren't such happy lives anyway. So their Hodat Hashem wasn't as great. Ein Chayim Areva. Hashem Ein Hashirim, that, you know, that they were, had so many good things and they were afraid that they were going to lose it now. So their Hodat was greater. So he says that a person that's marbel saper is showing that what? That he's meshubach. That he's valuing life to a great amount. So it's a raise of meshubach not on the sipur, but on him. So the fact that he's saying that I'm the cheres now is showing that he's valuing life to a very high degree. But I think a deeper idea is what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. Rav Shlomo Kluger, page 10, says the following. He says like this: "Yinei Omer v'loshem meshubach kasha, v'avelei lomar hareza osa mitzvah. Nira lomar yinei matzina kama pa'am mishamu chazal. Midosav shalolam nikar imamdu avotsav har sinai lo. Yim sipur tzias mitzvah nikar v'gamzeg derech hateva." If you went through something, so you're going to always want to say it over. And not only you say it over, but with all the details. If it's something that happened to someone else, so then you won't mention it as much, even though it's an interesting story, and you won't tell all the details. So by the fact, Misha Einu Marbel Saper is a Nikar Teshalo Omdu Avosav Har Sinai. In other words, by the fact that you're Marbe, you're saying, this happened to me. This happened to my ancestors. I feel part of it. Just like the person who gets saved. So the Marbel Saper is part of the idea of showing that you feel part of the, you feel part of the Yeshua. And it's not only that something happened to someone else. It happened to you. And you were there. Your ancestors were there. Your neshama was there. Oh. But yet there's another idea. There's a famous Gemara in Brachas on page 12 on Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis. Who the Nachas Kamei the Reb Chanina? Omar Akel Agadol Hagibor VaHanora Adir Izus VaYoray. Because he went in front of the Amud. And instead of just saying Hakel Hagadol Hagibor VaHanora that we normally say on Shmon Esrei, he went on Hakel Hagadol Hagibor VaHanora Adir Izus Yoroi Chazak Amitz Havadai Nichmad. So it was that good or bad. So him came to watch him. So they didn't interrupt him. They let him finish off. Kisim Amar, Kisim Tino, Kul Shvacha de Barach. So then they said to him, did you finish? You finished the. Lamali Kulei Hai, Anon Hani Klas Damini, Lab Damini, Moshe Rabbeinu Baraisa, also on Shaykh Dasa Gdolo, Tekinu Batrimo, Lovini Chomel Meimamo. Rab Damri Kulei Hai? As he says, if Anshek Nesis Agdol wouldn't have been Misaki and Hakel Agadol Gibor Banora, we couldn't even say that. So you have no right to just add on Hakel Agadol Gibor Banora, Isus Aichazaga. It's not right. And he was saying it as a you know, cynical comment. Did you finish all the Svavim? See, I'm here with school Svavim? It's not right. That's all. Hakel Agadol Gibor Banora. You can don't add. So the first morale in Sefer Gvuras Hashem, and this I once heard a Shabbos Hagadol Joshua from the Bible poem, the Baal Badi HaSulta. So the Shabbos Hagadol Joshua was on this cash of the morale. And on one hand, he's saying that God is going to harm the Shabbos Hagadol Joshua, and on the other hand, the Gemara is saying it's not right to add Shabbos Hagadol Joshua. Hakel Hagadol Gibor Manora, that's it. You can't just go on. So how come over here, called a marvelous opera heard in the Shabbat?
Sure, it's all original institution. Yeah, but there is a some institution. So look inside the Marah.
Take a look for a second. Parakein Omdin Kahu Dinokas Kamei Dera Panina Amar Kel Agadol Gibor Vanarach Adar Vam Mitzvah Yizvayim Amiti Vayoroi Amar Laisim Tiyo Lekul Shvachi Demara Hashta Hanu Shlofi Lav Damrina Moshe Baraita Shekin Dasa Vagnol Tivir Betfilo Lav Ramina Lahu Kadam Advaz Lekulay Hai Masa Lama Hadar Adoma Lamelach Bosa Vadom Shelo Elef Alfei Ala Ofim Dibar Adom Nikasa Mishal Kesem Peirush Rambam ki im asabi shvacho mitzad eichus she'in lamor al shvacho arichan magi hashava. Ki Rambam, yeah. Neze yesh lishol. Last word in line to b'fnei in the second column. Neze yesh lishol eichan umtzuvim asabi mitzvot shoshok al shvacho b'lel yitzia. Because we're supposed to speak as much as we can to be misafir for mar beharez and meshuba. But on the other hand, the Gemara Bracha says that no, it's not right to be marbe. And Oter Kushizur Shavadek Shavol Asafir Shavach Shal Mokum Vadek Seshach Lom Amim Al Gvot Hashem. In other words, if you're trying to praise God and trying to say how great the Kodesh Baruch Hu is, so the more you're adding, that's taking away. Right? Because if you're adding, you're saying that you're able to pin it down. So I'm going to say 15, 16, 17, 18 things, I'm going to pin it down. That shows that all you're saying, I can pin it down, that's it, it's not. But really, that's a boost of the trouble, because the trouble is in. So the more you're saying, because then you're saying, oh, I'm able to pin it down, I'm able to quantify what it is. That's not true. You can't. So if you just say the three things, and you know three things is not everything, so real far. If you start adding, it's if you're trying to say, oh, I'm going to pin it down to its last bit. So that you can do. However, right now we see it's Yisrael, there's a different thing. He had the mitzvah of Sikor Yitzias Mitzrayim is the mitzvah of Hakaras HaTov.
And when you're doing it, in other words, you're not doing it because you're trying to describe what God is doing. You're doing it because you're trying to have a heart of hope that everything Hashem did. So by a heart of hope, there's no limits. There's no limits. So if you're doing it as a means of trying to quantify what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, that you can't do. But if you're doing it as a means of a Karas HaTov, that you can't do. That's what the Maral says. That's the famous piece in the Maral. There's another Maral that you should be aware of. In Brachos, in the Gur Aryeh, on page 15. The famous pasuk says, "Chol siach hasada terem yeh ba'aretz, chol eitzav hasada terem yitzmach, ki Elohim tir Hashem Elokim al ha'aretz, adam ayin lavodas adama." Right? The pasuk says, and Rashi explains that I didn't bracket it, but the Rashi ki Elohim tir umatam Elohim tir l'fish adam ayin lavodas adama. The pasuk says Hashem didn't bring rain until man was created, because if man, there's no man, there's no one to be makir tov for the rain. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm not call Esav Hazatam Yisrael ki Elohim tir Hashem Elokim. Hashem wouldn't bring rain until when Adam is ayin, when there's no Adam. Only when there's an Adam who will be able to be makir tov will HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring rain. So says the Maral, Kolomar, for also last of Tova Leish, she'in makir betova. Leficha, called man shelo hoya ha'odom lo himtir. It's a big yisod that he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do a Tova unless there's Hakaras HaTova. It's also to do a Tova if there's not going to be Hakaras HaTova. Because the whole idea, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is like we discussed, the reciprocal relationship we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam does us tovas, we have to be makir tov. And that's what the Lel Seder is about. And there's no gvul. And that's a tenai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't give us any future tova unless we're makir tov. That's a condition in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates. That he's not going to do any tova for Klal Yisrael unless the Makir Tov. And we know that Yitzias Mitzrayim is the source of all Geulus. So therefore, if we want to have Geulus in the future, we have to be Makir Tov for the past Geulus. And that's what we see right away in Brachos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us this lesson. That if there's no Adam, La'avodas Adama, so then there's no Gshom. Because as his lashon, also lasas tova liisha in makir betova. Unless there's hakaras hatov, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mashpia tov. Because the whole idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that they should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach ba'olamo. And that's the famous medrash by Yisrael on page 17. The shasha amal HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'atol lecha le'eshchal paro amal arvon olam eini yachol mivnei shekiblan Yisrael pasach li beisom. He says that I can't just leave and go to Paro and leave Yisro, because Yisro was so nice to me and he let me in his house, right? When he met the Yisro's daughters and they brought him home. And he uses the Lashon. So therefore, I can't just go to Mitzrayim without asking permission from Yisro. Because Yisro opened up his door to me. And then he says the famous Lashon. Someone opens up a door to his friend. He's Machis Oreach. He opens up his door. Nafsho Chayev Lo. The level of Hakaras HaTov. And that's what the Rambam, when he explains the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, we know that when we read the Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim, so the Rambam writes, Sarkla, page 18, Perek Zayin Halachadal, Sarkla Haskel Begnusel Sayim B'Shevach, Cases Maslam Sapir B'Tchilo Hayu Aboseinu, Meterach, etc. And then he says, right? There's a whole discussion that we pick the psukim in Kisavo, right? Arami Ovid Ovi, and then we dash in each of those psukim. That's the core of the Haggadah.
The Rambam learns is Dafka on the drushes of the psukim in Parshas Kisavo of Arami Obed Ovi. So some people connect it with, you know, that's the psukim that they read by Mikra Bikurim, and some people put it together that Mikra Bikurim, the whole idea is Hakaras HaTov for the new produce. So the Pashup Shot, why we pick those psukim is because that's a synopsis of the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Whereas if you're going to pick the psukim in Ba'era, Bo B'Shalach, that's three parshas, it's going to go forever. Whereas here we have a good 10 psukim, or whatever it is, that says it succinctly, and then we dash in those psukim. That's the Pashup Shot. There are many, many other peirutim of why those psukim are picked, but that's the Pashup Shot. And therefore, that's and then he quotes that on page 19, Rev the Sefer, he quotes that the Abarbanel doesn't come as far from here in part of Zoo, the Dorsha below Pesach, who fish in Belaila Hazer, and who Hayovim Hodos, Hashemis for Haskell, the Gnus, Lashayim Shvach, Loyuchel Odom Lassos. Hodah, Yosha Guna Linim, Hapesa, Hussein Swan, Kimoto, Hagoda, Vavido, Shayakore, Shayakore, maybe Bikurim. And Yankin Maskel, the Gnusum Saim Shvach. Okay. And that's, you know, the whole idea. Mbosala Kohen, Bamarte, Lof Shayin Kofui Toba. And then he quotes also in, the Malbim. I didn't have the Malbim in front of me, but I have on page 20 from Revda here. So Malbim the Perish al Hagoda, Kosa Milas Dayena. Right? That's one of the famous, everyone knows Dayena. Right? Ain't Perusha yet dialogue of Batova Zubilvat. But everyone, you know, always gives drushes. You know, what does it mean? Ilu kervanu l'tnei hasina v'lo nosalon v'satora. So what's the value? So we don't mean to say dayenu, that would have been enough. No, it wouldn't have been enough. We needed the Torah also. So what does dayenu mean? Dayenu means that ein perusha she yedai lanu b'tovah zu b'lvad b'li shar tovahs, ela perusha she yedai lanu l'chodos l'ale l'kales lo yisparach shmo al kol tovah yechidus b'fnei atzmo. So dayenu means that we have an obligation to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu to every step of the way. It's not that we're saying that once, that you know, it would have been good enough just to have this, but every step of the way there was some new added thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. It's not shot that it would have been good enough just to have Karvanim Lefnei HaSinai without, but there was something about Karvanim Lefnei HaSinai that we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. About the whole, and something about Matan Torah we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. In other words, each step in the way that we have to thank, it's not enough to say that just one general thank you. On each step in the way, each particular thing that we got, we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. And that's the whole idea of Kol HaMar B'Lasaper, that the Maral writes, normally, you're not supposed to be Marah. Like the Chidor says, La'olam yulmad odom l'chan talmido derech tzara. But this night is an inyan of what? Of Riboy Dvarim. Because when it comes to Akar Satov, then there's Akar Satov on every step in the way. And that's why we refer it, each step in the way. Il Sianu Mitzrayim, Il Sianu Mashvatim, Il Sianu Mashvatim, Il Sianu Mashvatim, Il Sianu Mashvatim, every step in the way that we have to thank the Riboy Dvarim. And that's what the Gra writes. What's the idea of Say Luman Man Bikesh Lavan Arami? The Gra has an added thing on page 21. Say Lumad, Paris. Aval Bisha Einaru Margishim Benisim Ashahu Osatomi. Say Lumad, they love an Arami. From a Maskofa Rishona Lomira Harosha to Lovan. But it doesn't look like Lovan was doing such a bad thing. He just won one daughter married before the other daughter. You don't see from, like Rav Moshe Shapira said to me, you don't see from the Pesukim that he really wanted to destroy us. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that. In other words, a lot of things that happen in life, we don't realize the Yeshua that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing, because we don't realize the evil that's being planned against us. That shot, you know, the famous shot, Alu Hashem Kol HaGoyim, Ki Gavar Aleinu Chasko, that the Goyim can testify, because they know what the plans were. Alu Hashem Kol HaGoyim, so they knew what the plans were, and they know how it was all thwarted. So say Ulmad, the same thing by Lov and Arami. Einanu Margishim Benisim Shavuosa, Einu Yodei Lanu Mabikish Lov and Arami, Chasas Liakov, Ov Bikin Hilo HaKosov, Arami Ovid Ovi. Whereas Arami Ovid Ovi, he wouldn't have... Hashem is made that that's the case. But if you read the Pesukim Vayetze, you don't get the impression that he was trying to kill Yaakov. He tried to kill the Jewish people. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what was in his mind. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was made that it was Arami Ovid Ovi, and Hashem saved us. We don't even realize the Nisim, because we don't even realize what could have happened. In other words, you go through life, you don't realize what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing. So we have to every nekuda. You can't see every little thing. You wake up in the morning, you can breathe. You wake up in the morning, you can walk. You wake up in the morning, you can talk. You wake up in the morning, you know, I knew for last year, for so many months, I wasn't able to walk. You take it for granted what it is just to walk. Just to walk from here to here is nisim in the flows. We don't take every little thing. We don't realize the nisim in the flows. Say Laman from Lavan. Because from Lavan you talk, what was the big Yeshua of a Lavan, no big deal. But the Torah's name, says the Gra, Lavan is Oved Avi. He was really trying to destroy us. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu was a big Yeshua. And therefore, there's no limit to what you can go on when it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Any other area, we say, La'olam yilmad adam l'talmido derech tzorah. It's not good to be married. Get to the point. You don't have to speak on every little point. But when it comes to the Seder night, Dayenu means every nikud that we have to thank on this point and on this point. Not that each point would have been enough. We needed everything. But this point was something significant. We thank for this point. And we thank for that point. We thank for every single Nekudah. That's Dayenu. And that's why it's not a problem. The Gemara Brachas, Hakel HaGodol HaGibor Vanora, is talking about when you're trying to appraise HaKadosh Baruch Hu's godless. So don't go so far. Don't go so far, because then you show them you really think you're zeroing in on it. And that's a big joke, because Hashem is infinite. If you just say three things, so you obviously you're not zeroing in. But if you're saying it the Torah, not to be kofui told, then there's no limit. And that's what the Maral tells us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not going to be mated until somebody is there's an Adam that's going to be makir. And therefore we say in the Haggadah on page 22, anachnu chayodim l'chodos l'halel l'shabeach l'fire v'romim l'hadir l'varech l'aleil kales. So what are all these lashonos? So says the Gra, Omar kesh shvachim l'chodos l'halel l'shabeach l'fire l'romim l'hadir l'varech l'aleil ulakales. That's nine things. What's the idea? And the tenth thing is no more lefon of Shira Chadasha. Betchin lo yoyachol halav de Hashem. That's connected to Yud Makos. Lamal Amrina halav Purim, etc. The 10 Makos, and then no more lefon of Shira Chadasha on the 10th. And then he goes on and says, "Me'avdus l'cheiros says Yitzias Mitzrayim, miyogan l'simcha zan ayam, he'evel liyontov zan har Sinai, me'afel l'oras in the midbar, mishibu l'gulas v'mei shoftim, and l'gulas v'mei David Shlomo." So on each event, each of the makas is a shevach v'hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't just give one thing. L'hodos, l'halel, l'shabeach, at each every step of the way. Each thing that was done. You don't just say, oh, thank you in general. Each thing, each little nekuda, we have to realize how the nisim and the klos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's no idea of siyamtinu kul shvacha demarach. Right? Siyamtinu kul shvacha demarach is when you're trying to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then we say cynically, did you finish? But here we say, HaKomar b'harez ha-meshubach, because that's what HaKadosh HaTov is. And that, Rav Shlomo Kluger said also, it shows also that you were part of it. Because when you're Meshubach, it shows that you were part of it. It shows that, and Rav Yitzchak Elkanan says, it shows your value of life also. It shows that you're Meshubach, but you're appreciating the Geula, but you're appreciating how important your life was. And that's the Yisod here of the Maral and Yisod of the Groh. Okay, we'll continue. 12:30, we'll say. 12:30. Yeah? And it's going lunch, and then we'll have maybe without lift afterwards. Say? Yeah, hopefully it should be. Okay.